Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. All kinds of stuff there. And, you know, and folks, that website is not just about Jim Blasingame. It's not all about me. Okay, there's stuff. My name's on the top and my picture's there. And there's stuff there that I mean, I know I'm there, but it's we make it about a lot of other people. Our Brain Trust members, the things that they do. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. It's only somewhat like about me. It's not all about me. It's we're a lot better, but it doesn't have to be that way. So anyway, check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll get something out of it too if you just spend a little time there. I want to talk about the job situation in America. You know, it's been this. At the end of this quarter, we will have spanned 2 full years since the technical end of the last recession, of the Great Recession. We've been through 2 years of what some people consider to be, and this is my term, the not-so-great recovery. We're still dealing with this. And if you remember, I've talked about this before, I warned you, I prophesied that this was going to be an M-shaped recovery, meaning M for marathon. That this is going to be a long-term process, that we went awfully deep. We had a lot of damage, a lot of casualties, a lot of institutions got, either were hurt or were decimated, and we still are sitting here at 9% unemployment. 2 years later, we're still sitting here 9% unemployment. And folks, that number is probably not reliable. It's an interesting number to look at, to think about. I don't like it. Nobody likes it. But it's probably not reliable. The unemployment rate is probably worse than that. And it's almost certainly worse than that. Especially if you had a way of calculating the underemployed, giving some factor to the people who are underemployed, meaning they're not working at the job that they're really qualified for. A job comparable to the one that they had once upon a time, say 3 years ago. So, and as you know, we've got two kinds of unemployment in the economy, broken down inside of that big picture of those 15 or so million people who are unemployed right now. You've got two categories. You got the cyclical unemployed, which means they're the people who just have gotten laid off and the economy hasn't come around enough so that they can go back to the job that they worked, that they were qualified for before. Then you've got the structural, and we've talked about this before on the show. You got the structurally unemployed, and those are the people who don't have a job, and the job that they had doesn't exist anymore, and the job that might be available for them over the next year or two or three, they're actually not qualified for. And I have to tell you, this week, as you know, I was in Washington with the U.S. Chamber, and I moderated a panel on Monday, and I was all over the audience. I was out, as you may know, if you've ever seen me moderate a panel, I don't stand up on the stage. I get out in the audience, and we talk to the audience, and let them tell us what they think. And over again, the general consensus was that even if I were to hire somebody, one of the challenges a lot of small business owners have right now is finding someone qualified to do the job that they have open. And one of the reasons I think this is happening is because more and more small business owners are turning to technology to help them with a lot of the work that they do, a lot of the jobs that are to be done. More and more technology is helping us leverage the employees we have, and therefore it takes an employee who has the ability to use that technology. not only to use it, but to help the company maximize it. Not just plug in and turn the dials, but somebody who actually says, hey, I got an idea how we could do this better. Or, and you know, that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of folks a lot of small business owners are looking for. So is that you? Are you qualified that way? If you're not a digital native, if you're not 20 years old or 25 or maybe even 30, if you're 40, 45, 50, 55, you may be behind the curve a little bit. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's not too late to learn. You can learn. And I will tell you, though, denial and resistance is not the path to employment in the second decade of the 21st century. Denial and resistance will only continue to make you unhappy, frustrated, and chronically unemployed. So think about this, folks. So many people are having a problem finding a qualified person. If you're looking for a job, if you're sending your resume out and you're not getting an answer, you're not getting anything back, you're not getting any kind of responses, it may not be that the economy is that tight anymore. It may be that you're just not measuring up. Start getting educated. Start getting training. Maybe you have to start at square one in on the job, on the technical job hunt. But that's the 21st century, folks. That's where we're headed. We can't look back. You got to look forward. Think about that. Quick break. 29 after. Right back with our good friend Dave Anderson after these messages. Stay with me. When you're in it deeper than the night, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter where it...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.